Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb cast. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quit, if the fingerless glove don't fit. Hit break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
What's up, everybody? It's Legion of Skanks Podcast.
Now, with perfect sound.
I'll be honest with you. Still sound like I'm very low. Everyone, I'm your host, AVN Award nominee.
That's a great way to say loser.
Only one winner can be there, and Adam 22 is it.
You fuck any porn stars?
Jesus.
No.
It really, ease into it.
It isn't that.
What do you mean, ease into
vibe?
It?
You know,
well, everyone was waiting for him to, like, tell a slow story.
No, Jay, there's no story.
Jay, did you try and fail, or what?
Jay, no. You're so fat, you were nominated.
I liked it.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah, I liked it.
I don't care what anyone says. That was great.
I didn't hate it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I'm not going to go, I didn't hate it. I'm going to say, that's the best joke any comedian's made this month in the world. 7 billion people.
Joke,
that's the best joke
of the year.
Joke of the year.
Wow, man, early.
Joke of the year.
Early coming in January.
I do a real question. Is the Wu-Tang album cause great? Because I will say, the album they did after, whether they released, is really good.
The album's not that great. It's a double album, which automatically makes
really?
It bad, right?
Is it, who's it, is it heavy on one person in particular? Is it mostly RZA?
No, no, he's not even on there that much. But look, I'll send you a copy. I mean,
whoa,
I'll take that,
dude. You're the man. Come on, send me that.
Oh, now you like me.
Now liberal goes, Hollywood Shane is
all's
gone.
All's forgiven.
Liberal Hollywood.
We just had Hitler, dude.
All's forgiven. Fucking fuck Dale's Buyers Club.
Yeah.
If you have AIDS, stop fucking in the ass raw. You know what's going to happen.
If you or take Bactrim.
Or take Bactrim
AIDS
for 3 cents.
AIDS isn't even a fucking thing anymore, right?
What's that?
AIDS isn't even a thing anymore.
No, not if you pull out.
Well, thank.
Mark my words.
That's going to be
quote
flagged
that.
As misinformation by.
Quote me on that. If you pull out way early, you're good.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, people that even get AIDS.
It's rarer these days. Only 1% of people with HIV ever end up getting AIDS. 20% of those need our medicine. And again, you could take the cheaper thing if you want. It's the same shit.
So it's still fucking expensive as fuck, your shit.
No, it's gotten generic. So there's generics now, to my chagrin. And
did you? But did you?
You still own it?
It's a long story.
Wait, to your chagrin? Why don't you want people to get medicine?
I want people to get medicine. You're confused.
He's telling
you. But he is. Sounds like I'm confused. But you did go to jail, so I think me and the judge are on the same page.
I think. The people who end up being federal judges and federal prosecutors were the people who were hall monitors in high school.
Yeah, but the people who raised the price of AIDS medication are fucking dorks, dude. That sucks.
I don't think so. I mean, I know you don't want to get canceled again, but the...
What?
I think that...
I don't know if she's going to get canceled for sticking up for AIDS.
That would be the ultimate cancellation.
Well, no,
he thinks I'm playing.
We can have this debate some other time.
He thinks deep down, I really am like,
he hates people with
cool.
AIDS.
No, I don't think you think it was cool. I don't think any of, I mean, listen, I don't think any of us think it was cool, but there is a, Lewis does. But I will say from a business perspective, if there is a generic available, it is a weird thing to zone in on. I think.
Well, there
the thing
wasn't
was,
a generic.
If he
available.
Wasn't,
no,
if he wasn't,
no, that's new, Jay. There wasn't a generic.
No.
When
he said from the time he bought the thing,
it's not. The, it does the Bactrim, same thing, but it's not the generic.
Bactrim, right. Sounds like it was not, an antibiotic. Is that what
they're both
was?
Antibiotics?
Oh, okay. Well, look, I did not do any research, but from what
it's complicated.
I
mean,
I did not.
That's
but
the
it
problem,
sounds
right?
like what I heard was you bought AIDS medicine and raised the price by 5,000%.
That's all true.
That's fact.
Yeah. Okay, so that sucks. You agree that does?
No, I don't.
Martin, your rebuttal?
No, I think from a, I think Shame. I think
no, but why doesn't it suck? I really want to hear this.
Well, like, I think if the average price of medicine is X,
forget even just him saying, but like that's the thing that why people hate you, right? And we like everything about you except that. That's the one. There's not a single thing.
And I'm willing to be convinced on that.
I don't give a fuck about that. I gotta be honest. I don't. I'm not. It's not gonna make or break our relationship. I'm cool with you still. It's one thing. I've done some fucked like, up shit, dude. You know who
I don't
I am?
Know.
I think you know? Do you know really who I am, doggy?
I think, let's say if you had a manager that was your comedy manager and he said that.
Wayne Rada, who has AIDS? My first comedy manager?
My comedy manager would be dead if it wasn't for that medicine. All right?
He's dripping with AIDS.
If you had a comedy manager who said, you know, you're great, you're wonderful, your punchlines are fantastic, you work really hard,
man,
the crowd
nice.
Loves you. And, you know, we're
my
gonna,
agent never talks to me like that.
We're gonna sell tickets for 33 cents, and it's going to be great. We're going to make a lot of money together. And then you, after a while, you talk to some people, and you say, you know, I don't think this 33 cents makes
sense. Does going to the
sense.
Show save people's
Shane,
lives?
Shane, I don't think it makes a difference.
All the audience has AIDS.
In fact, I would say that it's even more important.
Hold on, let me just say this. Can I make this point? And this is, I think it actually makes the point for both of you. Laughter is the best medicine.
And those laughs only cost $29.95 a month for Gas Digital, everybody.
It turns out your T-cells won't respond to laughter. But
God damn, Marty. God damn it.
Cold as ice.
This guy's vicious.
Marty.
Marty, no.
All right, by the way, let's see.
Whoa.
Two movies. Well,
which
apart.
One's
same
in Blackface?
Bitch.
Same bitch is a great way to put it for Judy Garland.
This is what that girl was talking about.
What movie was this? I feel like we would have heard about this.
The Wizard of Oz.
That's The Wiz. That's the original Wiz. She played Michael Jackson.
It's the Grand Wizard of Oz.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I hate you all.
So that
Why?
Was it?
We just ruined the Wizard
I
of
hate
Oz for
all
you.
All of this. Yes, you ruined the Wizard of Oz, my favorite movie. I could never watch the Wizard of Oz again.
I think it was an airplane. America is under attack. It's my job as the 43rd president to protect this great nation and its people. I think you're going to be fine. Jet fuel doesn't burn at high enough temperatures to melt steel beams, I think.
Look at me. Look at me! If I don't make it out of here, you find this son of a bitch who did this to me. You smoke that towel head piece of shit out of his cave, and you show him America in the brightest beacon of freedom and opportunity to people all around the world.
It's not that bad. You can barely tell.
I have no idea right
oh,
now.
Oh, there's another one. Another plane just hit.
Ow! I was very wrong. That hurts. I can't believe a plane accidentally hit me too. I'm starting to think this was no accident. I think these were coordinated terrorist attacks carried out by evildoers. I think it was Osama bin Laden.
Big up to no freedom. Woo! Your bitches drive. It sucks. You live in a sucky country.
So look, it is a new year, Jay. I'm excited about this. Okay, this is where it's gonna be. I think it's probably been the best year of all of our lives, is it not?
Sure. Well, I was saying, yeah, me and Jay. You really?
Unquestionably, Tim. It has to be the best year of your life, right?
No.
How would you say Tim's house? Tim's house. It's just like, it's so nice, it makes me sick. I'm going to burn it down. I swear to God. Tim, I'm going to...
Well, before you burn it down, can you do what we talked about, which is some light yard work? I mean, you want James to go to college or not? I mean...
He was cleaned your bedroom while he was there.
Dude, his house is so nice.
It's nice to the point that I'm not even jealous of it. Like if someone had a house that was a little bit nicer than my house, I'd be like, ah, fuck, you got me. But it's almost like if you had if someone had a dick that was like 2 inches longer than your dick, you'd be like, oh man, I'm a little envious. But if someone had a dick that was like 3 feet longer than your dick, you're just like, dude, that's awesome. I don't know what to say. That's just incredible.
I wouldn't even want never. That dick.
Like, I don't know.
What could you even do with a dick like that? Who would want that? Girls don't want a dick like that.
How do you clean that thing?
You gotta have like a whole team of people working on this dick.
I didn't want to see your place, Tim, because I want to live through the stories of Lewis. Yeah. They made it seem like you have like the World Is Mine poster in the living room.
It's fine. It's not. It's okay. I mean, it's, you know.
Listen to me. I shit you not. It's the nicest view I've ever seen in my entire life for any house. And then Tim pointed out that his view is of Sebastian Maniscalco's much nicer house.
Yes. Well, that's the thing about Los Angeles. There's, you know, it's just there's nice houses here, you know? That's, you know.
Yeah, good job, fucking Tim Dillon. Go fuck yourself. Do you think that this guy lives in a house in the Hollywood Hills? This guy lives in his car, Tim.
That's not true. I don't think he lives in his car.
He's lived in his car,
though. What neighborhood do you live in, just out of curiosity? Compton. All right, well.
That was a good answer.
Point Gomez.
Hit me with a bottle. This minority hit me with a bottle.
Shoot him. Shoot him on sight. What?
What the fuck?
Is he all right?
Lewis, are you okay?
Lewis, are you okay? Why would you take off running with 240s attached?
Why would you run with no hands?
Why did the top of your body get so far ahead of the bottom of your body?
Why would a normally clumsy person try to run with 240s attached to their hands?
Why did you fall at all?
Why did you take off sprinting? What led to that?
There's so much beer on your pants.
Sounds like he's got to do another lemon drop. Swinging bottles at me, dude! It legitimately hurts!
By the way, this is the chick who queefs. She's so much hotter in real life.
Oh my God,
she's
right.
Really hot.
Dude, yeah. In those videos, you look like a pile of shit.
Wow.
She sent queef. In that...
Queef, 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 queef.
Honestly, miss.
Queef.
I'm not going to tell you that you have to, but you should queef on command for this crowd right now.
I'm not saying that you have to, but your husband's chancing it and pumping his arm.
Can you dick fuck some air up in there?
How do you do it? How do you suck in the air? Here, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mo Dix. Come on, come on, Mo Dix. Get up here. Come on, Mo Dix. It's fucking smoking, dude. Fucking smoking. Hell yeah.
Fuck
Mo
yeah.
Dix, here, let me stand up. Let me help you. You are a Skankfest 11. I mean, very average for, like, real life, but for Skankfest, holy shit.
Dude, I was Team Mo Dix early. I got in at ground level. That first queef at me. Then a queef 360 dunk? That sealed the deal. I'd have walked away from everything for that.
So, Mo Dix, this is your husband right here?
Yep.
And are you, how proud of you? Look, they're booing him.
Shut up. You show some respect for Mr. Dix.
It's not easy staying at home raising the kids while she's out queefing all day. But he does it, okay?
Modex, will you queef for us?
Sure.
Hell yeah. Use my microphone, please. No, this is the mic, please. Use this microphone. Thank you very much.
What? This is just like when Charlie got in the glass elevator.
What'd you say?
Just back here?
You're gonna stretch?
She has to do it behind because
she has to stretch like a basketball player.
No, she has to roll over, man.
That is the horriest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Ow. Here it comes.
She has to use a foam roller in order to queef.
Guys, bad news. There's shorts.
So she's sucking air into her pussy right now. What is that? What,
we have
hold
to
on,
stop
what?
Making her laugh.
Let's think about the Ukraine and all the people we've lost.
Is there a sound of a reverse queef? Like, is that what's going on right now? Is like a...
Yes. It's called the gather. In professional queefing, with international rules, it's called the gather.
Put on a Hannah Gadsby special. That'll suck the air out of the room.
You got it? No, she doesn't got it.
Do you want me to blow inside?
Mr. Dix, he's kidding. He's a professional comedian. It's a comedy festival. Don't be crazy.
But I also have a lot of wind.
I have to be able to relax. This is a little bit of...
That's fair.
This is like when every
guy... Can we get her, let's get her a drink. Give her a hit of the joint, Jay. Jesus Christ, dude. He's bogarting the joint. Get a little high. Here, let's give her drugs to make her to make this less rapey.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a drink until you can't think for it yourself?
This would be rough to justify in front of a judge.
Yeah.
They'd be like, so you threatened her and then gave her drugs so she would queef, and be like, well, when you put it like that,
it doesn't sound great that
yeah,
way.
Then it sounds rapey. But
the judge is like, I find you guilty of being hilarious, guys.
I sentence you to 30 days in funny jail.
So this chick's going to slap us all in the face, this crowd and all of us, by not doing it?
Yeah, if you don't queef, I'm taking away your fucking golden ticket, bitch. And I'm not even kidding about that. Fuck this, dude.
But your husband gets to keep it.
Yeah.
I'll be ready. I wasn't expecting to do it today. This is probably fair. Off guard. I was ready to do it tomorrow when I'm, like, ring card girling. But, like, with this, I'm...
I smell shenanigans.
I smell shenanigans. I think
that's what I call it when Shannon queefs. It's a shenanigan. I smell that.
Wait, was that tape doctored? Was there a second queefer off camera?
Oh,
that was fucking technology. This bitch used AI to create the queefs.
No, what if it was her husband farting off camera?
Load up
a biggie.
Which begs the question, if a woman queefs and you don't hear it, did it really happen?
I don't think it did.
Wow.
Great news, though, husband. I smelled nothing.
Husband, watch out. This guy's known to be a prankster.
Are you gonna record the suck-in?
Oh, yeah, the suck-in.
All right, don't touch her pussy with a microphone. That's assault. He started rubbing it like this on her clit.
Jews have loose boundaries.
Ari always straddles the line between Woody Woodpecker and Harvey Weinstein. You know, his
Woody Woodpecker and Woody, whatever his name is.
There we go. They were both misunderstood.
Woody's.
Yeah, none of them worked. We'll try.
You got it?
Hold it.
Gentlemen, let's take a moment and thank SheathUnderwear.com for being a longtime supporter of this show. I think one of our oldest sponsors at this point, and without a doubt, unquestionably, the most comfortable, coolest underwear on the planet. Obviously, their dual pouch technology, which is what separates them from the pack. Just like they're separating your ball bags from your dick. If you don't know, there's two different sheath pockets. You put your dick and your balls in them. It really makes you look great. It feels really great. It's moisture wicking technology. It's cooling materials. It really is the best underwear on the planet.
Absolutely. It's the only underwear I own. It's the only underwear I ever wear. And I think that's true for you too, Lewis. Yeah, well, it's the best. And they've been a longtime sponsor of this show. It's a no-brainer. Support the people who support our show and get the best pair of boxer briefs you'll ever own in the process by going to sheathunderwear.com and use the promo code SKANKS to get 20% off your entire order. That's sheathunderwear.com, promo code SKANKS for 20% off your entire order.
Buck your own underwear today.
Bobby, bring up Girls Eating Gum Pizza, please.
Sally, you got to choose one.
I have a weak constitution. I can't even talk about this stuff. I will hurl. I swear to Christ, I will throw up.
Is it the booger or the cum that's getting
you? It's a little bit of both, actually.
The booger, for sure. Walk in the park.
In a weird way, I know it's the gayest thing in the world. I think I'd rather cum as well. I think cum...
Why is that gay?
Yes. Like, boogers are waste. Like, cum is like the juice of life. You know what I mean?
I did. I remember, like, all my... I was a half vampire, half lizard one year.
What do you call that?
Jew.
You were a not shameful drug addict, though.
Yeah, I was not particularly shameful.
You would just do blow in front of, like, just anybody?
Dude, there was this one.
You came in a cellar on PCP.
Oh, my God. You were there for that?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Dave Attell is the wrong person to meet on PCP. Like, what's happening?
Oh, my God. That's,
what's PCP like?
It's a dissociative is what it's called. It doesn't bring out the best in me. Yeah. So there was this cocaine dealer. I mean, he dealt everything. He was in my phone as Andrew Everything. I would just go over it, you know, like if he didn't pick up the phone, I would just show up at his place, you know, because I needed drugs. And one time he didn't pick up the phone. I showed up. I walked in. Oh, and I left out the part how he was an intravenous cocaine user. Jesus. And there's something about intravenous cocaine use where these people squirt blood all over the place. Like it was squirted like on his walls, on the ceiling, like blood from a syringe. You know, it's just this weird thing.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Right. And this is a really crazy thing that I come into his place. I'm trying to wake him up to sell me drugs, but the fucking guy just won't wake up, you know? And so I'm like, all right, I'll just find some drugs.
You don't think he's dead?
I thought you were like, oh no, I don't want to be like discovering a body. You're like, fuck, where are his drugs?
Right. Yeah. So I go in and there's like the table where he weighs out the drugs and the table just has crazy residue of cocaine on it. So, like, it's just a gold mine for scraping up lines just right off the table. The problem was that it had blood squirted all over it, too.
You did blood cocaine? Steve-o.
Yeah, I scraped up, like, visibly tainted blood cocaine.
Oh, did you get somebody's blood?
Did you get high and become a vampire all in one night?
Is it, like, a weird for you? Like, because when you're... as famous as you are, and were at that time even, and like how many people saw like the darkest, weirdest side of you? Like, you know what I mean? I've seen celebrities in weird times, like just
you've seen celebrities snorting blood.
No, but I've seen that's the
darkest shit I've ever heard in my entire life.
The actor,
I watched a baby get cut in half on that gauntlet video.
I was at a hotel.
Did you hear that sound? That was Artie Lang turning the podcast off.
He can't take it anymore.
He goes, this is too dark for me.
I was crazy young in comedy, and I was staying at the Hudson Hotel, and Bill Nunn, the actor who's passed away now, but I was playing pool with him one night at the thing, and he was so obliterated. He like fell. He like made like a fool of himself almost, and I had to help him back to his hotel. Do you know what I mean? I just saw this like weak side of him. And that's what I'm wondering. Is there a lot of people who just saw like a weak side of you? Like again, like you scraping residue and you're like,
Right. Everyone's
got to be like, this guy's a gazillionaire. And he's like scraping up residue from this guy.
And it was tough too. Like I told the story. It was crazy. The guy ended up being sober like me. And we bumped into each other at one of our sober gatherings. And he said, hey, can I talk to you real quick? He says,
like, dude, you owe me for that blood.
Coke, okay, but that blood was expensive, man.
So you know, dude, you kind of owe me a little bit of money for that blood.
He said, hey, man, I remember that story where you snorted my blood. And, like, I have to tell you that I tested positive for HIV.
No. What?
And that would have
snorted AIDS blood? Oh, my God.
Oh, dude, I bet you got so high.
Hey, you guys, this is way cooler than the Sphere, right?
Yes. Absolutely.
How do we know you guys aren't part of the Sphere? Maybe this is fake, and this is like video and shit, and they're fucking with us.
This is all part of U2's show.
They've really become experimental in their old age. They're doing a pretty weird fucking thing with this whole skank fest.
What's the Sphere?
I thought you're supposed to see it from everywhere. I don't
it's
see it.
No, I've seen it. Eyeball,
but then,
right?
then I looked at a video of it, and it's like, it's just like these fucking hockey puck-sized fucking lights, dude, when you go close to it, and they're really far apart. It's kind of crazy.
Huh?
If you get close to the sphere, it's not what you think it's going to be.
No, I know. It's like the screens at the back of stages now. Where
yeah. Who's going to be the first comedian that performs in the sphere?
Matt Rife. He'll be in there.
That was a weird reaction. I do want to say that was really funny. Mark Norman goes, Matt Rife. And it's so Skankfest, the reaction everybody had. Everybody was like, ha ha. It was so fucking amazing. It was so amazing. Everyone's like, ha ha. Oh, damn it.
I think we should kidnap Matt Rife and then put a dildo in his asshole right in front of this fucking place.
No.
That's what I think.
No. Well, let's let Joe DeRosa jack him off, you guys. Yeah. And then he'll suck Joe DeRosa's dick.
Do we hate Matt Rife? Do you guys hate Matt Rife?
No, he's a great guy.
Hold on,
fantastic.
Wait. Why do you hate Matt Rife? Is it just because he's good looking?
Yeah. We're jealous. We're jealous of him. He's handsome.
He's handsome and not for me. I'm not his core demographic, and he's good looking. Fuck him.
I'm not going to talk shit about Carl. I mean, Crack Amico.
I was born to be the wicker weight champion of the world.
Why would I talk shit about a person who Luis J. Gomez told me personally he's autistic? Don't worry about him. He's a weirdo.
I'm a douchebag. I'm a weirdo. I'm a faggot.
Why would I talk shit about a person who goes in the green room and can't make eye contact with anyone?
And when I pull his pants down in the ring and put his dick in my mouth, everyone will see how gay he actually is.
Tone, Florida.
The mouth of the rat.
Weighing in at 171 pounds, 174, 181 pounds of pure Jewish meat and steel. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Dylan.
Goes down over money and hoes. The little homie in my hood when it rains, it pours.
Ain't nothing changed. Niggas doing the same old shit.
Dylan.
Why does he act
that not
way?
Good. It's
why
not
does he act that way?
You know it's me. So like one and only crack. Amico.
You guys ready? Touch gloves if you want.
You can
touch
cut the tension.
Gloves, folks. The respect. The respect between these competitors.
Guys, I just noticed that Crack Amico has a tip.
Ooh, Crack landed some shots in there.
Separate him, Lewis. Lewis!
This ref sucks!
Check.
Look. Lewis thought he was watching TV.
That's it, Dylan. That's it, Dylan. Lewis.
Lewis, you're reffing the fight. Lewis. Fucking ref sucks. Lewis, you're reffing the fight.
Down, down, down.
Skate him. Get him. Skate him. What is this?
Yo. I like Lewis's only referee advice has been pay attention.
Who just turns around and walks away?
Good first round, everybody. How about it for these two guys?
Get forgot on multiple occasions that you're roughing the fight.
You're looking at the clock.
Lewis, you told Dylan to pay attention.
Donkey, these edibles are so good.
He had his hands in his pockets. Did you see him? He was tying his shoe.
He's like, wow, these guys are holding a lot.
At one point, I saw
guys,
I
give it up.
He was looking at the wall.
Give it up for
Lewis
these two competitors.
At the American flag. Go.
Round one in the books.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. Uppercut.
Lewis, you're the ref.
Lewis.
Lewis, look at your shirt. Lewis, like, how did I get these seats?
I go to you. I'm in California.
Oh, yeah. I would have to.
I go to you. I'm like, hey, dude, doc. Dude, I am in fucking wildly.
You're salivating. So
in chronic pain. My back.
In 2 seconds, he's going to go, well, this guy's a sociopath.
No, I really want to know.
Can I ask you, Lewis, why are you smiling through this?
So first thing.
Doc, my back is screaming.
Yeah, first thing would be, are you on painkillers now?
No.
Have you been on painkillers in the past?
Yeah, I mean, once when I had a tooth thing.
That's it?
That's it.
How long did you take the pills afterwards? 3 years?
No, not nothing.
And the
7 days they prescribed them, that was it.
And history of addiction in your family?
Nope. Oh, man, the line comes so effortlessly for him. No hesitation. So, yeah, no, not at all.
Hi, I'm Tusha. I'm 40, and I'm from Toronto. Yep.
She's a hot old lady.
I'm Nikki.
Wait, 1 second. Tusha wants to win this fucking ring card girl contest.
She's so annoying.
I'm rooting for you, Grandma.
Hi, I'm Nikki. I'm from Vancouver and I have a huge cock.
Nice. Oh.
Nikki is trans. This is her third skank fest. And how big is your dick, Nikki?
Like 8 inches thick.
No way.
I can show you guys a picture.
Who the fuck wants a picture, you dumb slut?
It's true. Listen to me. I'll tell you right now. She'll walk away. If she licks her own dick, it's gonna be pretty hard pressed for you gals to beat that. Okay? You'd fluff her.
Oh,
she's not attracted to chicks.
She doesn't like. Oh,
she's definitely not attracted to annoying chicks.
Yeah, she's not attracted to old women.
Will you? Don't show her your stupid pussy. That's gross.
Touche.
Because she hates that.
What's your name, Touche?
Touche.
You think
Touche, will you come into my hardening session of Nikki?
I
for
love
some for some assistant.
Who would you rather get a hand job from? This chick or DeRosa?
DeRosa.
She's into dude.
Yeah.
And DeRosa's a goddamn star.
Dude, she doesn't want a hand job from some chick she just beat in swimming.
Yeah.
She's gonna fucking get your volleyball scholarship taken away.
Hand job, look, hand job sounds real complete.
No, you're not going to complete. You're going to fucking rub her.
Neck kissing and a make out.
You're going to make out. You're going to rub her dick a little bit.
Can Tusha come with us, though?
I don't know.
Joe, stop being an actual rapist, dude.
You're being creepy now.
It's funny.
I think it's a fair question.
No one's into it. I don't think it's that unfair.
I think it's fair,
Joe. I've never done a hand job before, Lewis.
We're just lying to each other now. All right.
It's up to Nikki. If Nikki wants Tusha to come back.
I'll just take Joe.
Just Joe.
I got your answer. If I had a dollar for every time I heard that.
I'll just take Joe, it's gotta
I'm
be
jealous.
Flattering. It's very flattering.
She smells
very
great.
Flattering. I'll tell you the worst part. Get if she this. Comes back soft as a fucking marshmallow.
Oh, dude.
That's
you find
the
out the hard part. Way that you're shitty at gay sex? goddamn.
The best way to find out, though.
Dude, there's no way you're not going to give a good hand job. That's what you do.
She's on.
What you got to do? You got to put your arms like through her arms while she has them behind her back and just fucking give her a hand job like that.
This will be the first time Joe's ever used all five fingers.
Joe, are you going back with Nikki to fluff her up? Because she's going to take this thing away.
Joe, be a man.
Joe, you want to
go? Pass the bucket. Pass the bucket.
I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot.
Joe is a freak,
dude. You motherfuckers. This better not come back with fucking nickels in it again.
Hey, guys, don't fuck DeRosa on the bucket, even though that'd be way funnier. Don't do that.
Dave?
I'm telling him not to.
Stop it. I'm about to walk through a big doorway right now.
This is going to be the beginning of a new era for Joe.
Thank God your real mama's dead.
This is the new me. Not saying a better me, but the new me.
By the way, Joe, listen, and I mean this, you're a fucking legend for this. I mean that, dude.
Let's see if she comes back hard first.
Like fairness, let's not call him a legend until he succeeds.
Yes. If I come back and I'm like, guys, I jacked that thing every which way from Tuesday. I couldn't do anything with it.
Her spit, my spit, a finger in the can, a finger in my can. Nothing got her going.
We went can to can. We farted into each other's butts.
Dude, just trying makes you a winner.
You got to go ass to ass on a dildo.
How much time do we have here?
As long as...
TJ Miller just texted me, cocaine is dangerous. 90% of NYC cocaine has fentanyl.
Oh, no. Because TJ watched us gum it, and we were like, come on, TJ, you gum it. He's like, no.
I like how he waited 14 hours before don't do this.
Yeah.
All right, Joe, go back. You have 5 minutes. We have to wrap the show pretty soon.
5 minutes?
Joe,
go, you fucking queer.
Yeah, Joe, it's about the length of a song. You should be used to that.
Joe DeRosa.
Can we play the Taste Buds song during this?
Dun, 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 no, it's good, but... No, I would say... No.
Oh, yeah.
No, it should be... Dong, dong, da-dong, dong, da-dong, 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 dong.
Play America the Beautiful when I come back on this fucking...
Absolutely.
Day. Hell yeah, dude. All right, guys, have fun. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Nikki has enough shoulders for both of them.
Yeah!
Nikki, are you hard?
Not anymore.
But you did get hard.
I did, yeah.
You did what?
One of us came.
No!
No! Shut up! Shut the fuck up, dude!
What?
What happened?
He came.
3 more weeks.
3 more weeks. 3 more weeks. 3 more weeks.
Joe DeRosa, legend.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome longtime sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And of course, that is YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo, high quality, lab tested Kratom delivered right to your door. Everybody, don't listen to Jason Ellis. Kratom rules.
Yeah, dude. Maybe you can't hang.
Are you cool? Are you cool? That's all. You got two questions. Are you cool? And do you have $60? Well, guess what?
You have a kilo of Kratom. What are you going to not do it?
Yeah, look, dude, we don't recommend people to take Kratom recreationally. This really does help people. See if it can help you out. I have friends who are addicted to opiates. I have friends who would be using daily painkillers, and instead they use Kratom, which is at the very least natural. You know, jury's out. I don't mean the long-term effects of it. But at least you're not fucking mainlining heroin, which honestly is, I think, a way worse option.
Well, here's what I'll say. If you're a child, maybe don't do it.
Maybe don't, but you only need a little bit because your body's smaller.
But your body's small, so you just need a taste to get you there.
$60 might last you a year.
Like, whether you're looking for a kilo or just a little bump of Kratom, YoKratom.com is the place to get it from.
All right, where were we?
When my wife picked a boyfriend, I made sure that he was one of the strongest black man that I knew.
Wait,
because he's the only guy that can bang her better than me.
Makes sense of this to me because I heard you say something about this at the press conference that I watched after.
What are you doing here?
Oh,
what are you doing here? Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here! Get out of here!
That's
not
a
problem.
Yeah.
That's not a problem
to
you.
Yeah, you fucked with me. You messed with my wife's
boyfriend.
Oh, no, the
this
wrestling.
Is what you get.
Harrington, don't get hurt.
Get out of here.
Let's go, Don Terry.
Oh,
wow.
I got you too, bitch. Get out of here.
Wow.
I thought that was Kamala, the Ugandan giant.
It wasn't? That was your wife's...
Mike, don't worry. Just get the Undertaker. He's scared of him.
I'm not messing around, dude.
That's not Terrius. That's your wife's boyfriend.
That's my wife's boyfriend.
That's nice. You like watching
And he's under house arrest. I don't know how the hell
Hang
he's
on,
here.
My girlfriend looks frazzled because I think it's also her boyfriend.
Yeah, she really likes a nice big black guy once in a while.
Damn.
Your wife does not have a boyfriend, I guess.
Not a good one.
Not one like cool.
Not
that guy.
Not a good ass man like me. Takes care of her kids. I'm a stepdad, so.
What's the nature of that, Stokes? I said I heard you say that on the thing. Your wife's boyfriend, is that something people say, or does your wife have a boyfriend?
I'm not even married, so.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, next contestant.
Our next contestant is Janice.
Wait.
Is this my sister?
It's Lou's sister.
No way.
Well, right now, she's in first place to me.
No way.
She hasn't said a word. She's in first place because she has to listen to you all the time.
Guys, calm down. Let's figure out if she has the saddest life.
If possible.
By the way, we've been fighting, so this very well could be fucking...
A slam piece?
Who knows? I have no idea.
You're pretty nervous, though. I can tell.
Is this real? Did you not know this was happening?
I swear on my son's life, I had no idea.
Okay, I love that.
No, he was genuinely surprised.
Yesterday, we were hanging out.
This is not you at all.
Family, you know,
this, right. It's always her, probably.
So yesterday, families have stuff. You know.
Yesterday, we were hanging out, and then she mentioned going to Vegas at the end of September, and I was like, oh, really? Because we've been in Oregon. I was like, you think you're still going to Skankfest?
She's like, hey. Yeah, I bought tickets,
no,
idiot.
No, she was like, don't worry, I have my inn. And then I didn't understand what she meant by that, and apparently she meant this.
There's an outside shot. This might be one of the greatest moments in Skankfest history coming up.
Can
right
I just
now.
Tell you, by the way, for her to have an inn, if she showed up to Skankfest, I guarantee her, me, Jay,
she walks
Alex,
right
Christine, Rebecca, anyone who saw her would go, oh, Janice. Like,
walk right
way.
In.
There's no question. She doesn't
Here's
need
your
tickets
pass.
Or anything.
I would have security. I would have fucking Jake remove her as
she can
security.
She can sit front row at any show before anybody walks in. She wants to. She's
I
Lewis's
can't believe
sister.
You're holding it against her.
No, that's it. No, she has to win the contest. If she wants to get into Skankfest, that's it. So this is what she meant.
In fairness to you, Lewis, I have to say, if she says this is her in,
she goes, I have the worst life. My brother's been beating me and my daughter.
Yeah.
Here's video. Yeah.
He had no idea my Ring video doorbell was going when he pummeled us on the street corner.
We just found out, Ari, we're doing the, for golden tickets, the worst life contest. And we just found out, no one knew this, that Lewis's sister entered.
Yeah.
Had the worst life?
For she the, entered, for having the, worst
she entered
life.
The contest. Yeah, they've just started. And Lewis and her have been fighting lately.
What are you fighting about? Regular shit?
Her being a psycho, her coming into my house and stealing my weed all the time without my permission, you fucking bitch.
Okay, that is
hey, okay.
Bitch.
So a totally
that's crazy.
Normal.
She just enters my
that's
home.
That's a 22-year-old yeah. brother
then
sister
I
argument.
Hide, it's then a totally my... normal sibling argument to have in high school. Yeah. So that's what Lewis is having
no,
right now.
No, dude.
In his,
no, dude. Just steals my weed.
I will
but
say
then
that
I hide my weed.
Also, that fucking rules.
No, but listen, I hide my weed.
How little she respects
then,
you.
Then
she just walks
she
in.
She digs through all of my drawers
nice.
To
like
find
it.
The
I
weed.
Love that. She so, finds all your stuff, your weird butt plugs and shit.
That would be weird. That would be weird.
It's psychotic. She enters my home.
Don't. Why does she have keys?
Yeah, that's
she's,
your
she's,
fault.
There's a passcode that she has.
Change it.
Change I did.
She found out?
Not now. Oh. We're brother and sister. She can read my mind.
That's so funny.
As soon as I change it, she has the code.
She breaks into steel weed.
All the time, nonstop.
That's my entry. Also, he's threatening to have me arrested if I show up. So
she keeps on stealing my weed. I did say I would call the cops. I would call the cops at her if she kept on entering my home,
Lewis,
stealing my weed over and over and over, like 100 times.
You would never, Lewis. You would call the cops.
I'm calling the cops
over your sister.
Lewis is a Karen.
I mean, on your sister.
Obviously, I really wouldn't, but I had to threaten it.
Well,
I love how the
she
last
just exposed
ditch,
what a dildo you
the
are.
The last ditch effort was, fine, I'm changing the passcode. I didn't want to change it. I didn't
memorize
it.
Can we act it out real quick? Hey, hello, this is, I'm Officer Ross. This is Officer Shafir. We got, you
got a
call,
complaint?
We got a
you got a kvetch?
It's like, it's the first all Jewish police.
Was there a kvetch from this address?
Yeah, what's your oive?
Listen, we were in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I heard there was a little bit of adrenal going on.
So annoying.
A little bit of a goyim, if you know.
The guy next door, the guy says it was a schvitz and a bing and a boom and a bang and a poop and a bing.
Somebody's for class. Hey, listen, you got a bad life. Your sister's got a bad life. Maybe she takes your weed.
Hey, so what? She takes your little weed. She smokes a pee. She gets some bang.
All right, so.
The one thing I realized is everyone's told me, everybody, Bert Kreischer, everybody. It was like, you and Lewis, you just need to get together.
Yeah.
You guys are going to love each other. You're into the same shit. He's built some stuff. You've built some stuff. You guys are going to like each other. But we've never really met face to face.
Yeah. And this is it.
What you've built is fuck insane, dude. I bow down to you, man. Like, it's an honor.
That's right. You should bow down to me, bitch.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Are you out of your goddamn mind, Lewis?
Shut up, dude.
Lewis, take the olive branch, you lunatic.
I'll tell you what.
Let me control Lewis's mic.
Just throw him in a headlock and then watch what happens. What'll happen is Shab will just go like this and start giggling, and then it'll be a disaster.
Lewis, we do not have your back. Please. You are on your own here.
Hey, I won't let him kill you without going, stop, it's my friend.
Yeah. He learned.
We have talked about this before on the show. Could the Legion of Skanks, the three of us, collectively take Brendan Schaub?
No, because
I think we could.
Lewis.
Three of us, you pussies. You fucking bitches.
No, because if he gets, he's like Bam Bam. And if he gets that look, that gorilla, that sort of, you know, before he pulls your limbs off, it's a weird thing.
Lewis, let me explain to you why we couldn't. Because I am immediately fighting on Brendan's side. Okay? I am right away. Jumping right over.
2-on-2.
Lewis.
We're fucked.
Let's get these faggots.
It's going to be a movie where he levels you, and then it's going to be me and Dave going, oh, man. Hey, we all said some things we didn't mean back here, man. We're all getting a little wild. Mushrooms are going around.
He started.
He starts kissing the girl.
Where's Tom right now?
Yeah, he's in the hotel room that we banged
with the girls.
The girls in,
and they're still there. He's currently having a threesome.
No,
with the girls.
They. All right, so the.
No, don't go to the end. Go back to.
That's what
you're
I was going to say.
Making out at the green room
room. And so then we figured out that we were going to go to Tom and Laura over here had a their own hotel room. Oh, okay.
Laura, you brought Tom.
Had his own hotel room separate from the one we're in right now. And we go back there, and
was it as nice as this one?
No, it was. You know,
man,
like,
weren't we told at one point that Tom said to somebody, "Is like that." Tom said, "Like we're getting Mike his own room." Remember that last night we were driving
something
home?
Happened. Said we're getting Mike his own room. But, Tom is also a master manipulator. I'll give him credit. He really is. Dude, he did all the drugs in Jamaica and like gaslit everyone to believe that we were all crazy. It was wild. Anyway.
Yeah, so we were going to do that, but then the office was closed to like book a hotel room. So we just went back to the shared room that was there, and we were just kind of hanging out for a minute, and then we all decide I guess Tom made the plan, cuz he's a master manipulator, that me, these two girls, and him are going to go into the bathroom to bone, and the other two people that came along with us are going to
Who's the other two people?
Well, Laura doesn't want to be involved.
Oh, Laura and who else?
Lauren G. Mike.
G. Mike. Okay. Wait. But
those who shall remain nameless.
Yeah.
This is a different hotel.
Yes.
So okay. you guys are back with these animals too.
Yeah.
Okay.
And. But I mean.
So then you guys said we're gonna go bang in the bat. I mean, we're all too old for whatever that. I mean, but I've been in this situation. Did you remember? We were these guys at one point.
Yeah.
We lived this exact life. It's a flash in the past. Like 15 years ago, we would have been banging these two slobs in a bathroom while Tom and Laura were fucking going, what is happening in there? And I'm watching it happen now. I'm like, why?
You're like, oh, it looks
so much grosser
than it felt.
I'm so happy I'm just not there in my life anymore.
Yeah.
But it's also nice to be able to pass that down to the next generation.
So you guys go in the bathroom, which logistically speaking, a foursome in a bathroom, like standing up. Now it's just,
By the way, also
Tom's
just
fucking sitting on the toilet getting his dick sucked. It's a weird situation.
Oh, he's getting a blumpkin? By a Hampton Beach blumpkin?
By which one,
God,
Mike?
Damn, dude.
By the way, how unprofessional we are that we literally leave our gig at this beautiful theater and go, all right, we're going to head back to the hotel. Our people will be getting blumpkins for the next hour or so. If that doesn't bother the staff.
No, of course. Unfortunately, Lewis was not able to be here.
No, that fucking sucks. Yeah.
Oh, hang on a second, everybody. Lewis is here, everybody. Lewis J. Gomez making a surprise appearance. We thought you were in Austin.
I got you.
Lewis J. Gomez, you came on a fantastic night for Legion of Skanks because we are in the throes of
the thick
two.
Of it.
The thick of two. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's great. Bobby's really drinking it in.
I've never wanted to fuck Lewis before.
Yeah. Lewis is gay. Lewis is gay. Lewis is gay. Lewis is gay. Oh, he loves it. Lewis is so gay.
That's for baby James.
Remember that night all three of us fucked Lewis? That was crazy.
Can I say the real Lewis kissed me better than the fake? I mean, it was like I had AIDS. Lewis is actually fucking soft kiss me. I felt something.
You do look smaller.
You gotta go. We figured this out already.
Listen,
Jay.
We've whittled it down with the worst life ones. We have more than we have. So we have an abundance of them. So if we tear through these and the ring girls, we can get to a couple more.
What are we even doing right now? You're looking at him. You're asking him if he wants to do it. I'm part of the show. Am I not part of the show? Yeah. Am I not the greatest fucking part of the show?
Lewis.
Damn. I like Lewis K. All the adrenaline, half the hateable face. also.
What the fuck are you doing?
Let me make an announcement.
Does he do that?
He's working up a boner. Yeah, he just does stuff.
I think Lewis does just nod his head.
He absolutely bites his bottom lip and nods his head. Absolutely.
Yeah.
He takes every picture like that, looking in a mirror. The guy, it's a testament to how much of a loose nut we think he is, because he's make funnable at every part of his day from wake up to go to bed.
Hello? Hey, Lewis.
No, James likes if you say little lamb, then twinkle, twinkle.
Lewis, we're doing a show.
Doggy, this is about my kid.
I know, but like,
Lewis. He can't fall asleep unless he has little lamb, then twinkle, twinkle.
But he's got two parents, and like, we're doing a show actively right now, so it's distracting to us if you're distracted by your phone.
All right, thanks, Alex.
I mean, Alex is here.
She's right here.
Yeah, I only pay her for one of those jobs.
Oh, man.
What?
Lewis K's getting out. Lewis K didn't realize how much she was going to be able to get out on this one. Oh, Lewis K, the drinks.
Give me that, you fucking idiot. I don't know how to smoke one of these.
Don't inhale, Lewis K.
Yeah, don't inhale. Just put it in your mouth, suck on it, and push it out.
This is the role you were meant to play your whole life.
I mean, this was Natalie Wood in West Side Story, Barbara Streisand in Nuts, and this. Three knockout performances.
All right, let's do the thing.
Do you have anything fucked up about you from wrestling? Like any injuries?
Yeah, I got a sciatica going right now. I can't fucking sell it, though, because I'm a fucking grizzled veteran. But there's so fucking... Dude, I had a casket match with Jerry the King Lawler, and he's 73 years old, dude.
This is a great sentence to be able to say.
Yep. I just met him.
What an amazing thing to say.
Dude, and some of the heat I brought to that man, dude, leading up to it. Like, I made the vintage throwback Raw videos. Like, and I wrestled him in the Mid-Hudson Civic Center, which is, like, where Macho Man debuted with Miss Elizabeth, where Randy Savage fucking, I mean, it's a legend. It's where Andre got his hair cut by Big John Studd. It's, like, fucking cool shit, right? So I wrestled him at the Mid-Hudson Civic Center in a casket match. And obviously I lost, and he put me in the casket, right?
To a 73-year-old man?
Jesus so here's Christ, the man. Here's the theater, brother. Here's the theater. Anything
How bad is your sciatica?
Yeah. So like, anything Lawler? Can happen in wrestling, dude. It's like, you know, that's the fun part of it, right? In the script of it, you know? With Jerry, I shared a locker room with him that day, and, like, he told me all these old stories, and I'm just sitting there, like, you know, it's like, I love wrestling, so that was cool.
Sure.
But fucking Jerry the King Lawler, bro, ding, 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 I run out of my drop kick him, right? And then I just walked around the ring talking shit, you know? Didn't touch him after that. But what I made the mistake of doing was going to the top rope. And when I went to the top, I jumped off, and he moved out the fucking way, and I fucking crash-landed, right? You know, now I took myself out, slip on a banana peel, and then this fucking guy goes and grabs brass knuckles. I turn around. I walk up to him, you know, ginger, because he's an old man. I'm not going to hurt the fucking guy, right? You know what I mean? So I walk up
Enzo,
to
him. Enzo, are you describing this like it's a real fight?
Yep.
We know.
This motherfucker took out brass knuckles.
In and out.
Bought me.
I love telling
him. Put me right in the cash.
Dude, telling a WWE.
Shut the lid.
A WWE fight like it's a bar story is the greatest thing ever.
He goes, this motherfucker hits me with a steel chair.
He goes, I'm on the ground holding my nuts for an inordinate amount of time. Next thing I know, I'm upside down in a vertical suplex.
So he tries to
my
punch
my feet
me.
Pointing straight in the air somehow.
I don't know how that happened, man. Don't know how it went down. I can't give it away, guys.
He kicks the referee in the head by accident. This guy's out for 5 full minutes.
He hits me with a wooden steel bell. I'm still living.
Couldn't believe it, bro. Fucking Jerry.
I'm going to introduce our next guest real quick, our final guest tonight. This is really fucking exciting.
So cool.
You can't follow Roseanne with another comedian. So it is my absolute pleasure to bring to this stage. Probably, Lewis, arguably one of the reasons that Skankfest even exists. I mean, the inspiration across the board. I want you to make some noise right now. This place is going to go nuts. Lose your fucking minds right now for one half of the Insane Clown Posse. How about it for Violent J?
I'm still marking out over here, brother. I know what y'all thinking. What the fuck is he doing here? I'm thinking the same thing. I performed last night in Seattle, and we didn't sleep at all. I mean, literally, we showered, went to the airport, you know what I mean? So I haven't had any sleep, and I'm not on drugs no more. You know what I mean? So it was hurting on the airplane, and I was just fiending to take some pills, you know? But all I had was my dick pills. I'm sitting on the flight, dick hard as a brick. I'm sorry. And it just made the situation
worse.
And then when I got here, I honestly, Jay, I had no idea what you know, what this was, anything, you know? And so I knew I didn't have any sleep, and all I had was a gift from a juggalo last night in Seattle, a big bag of mushrooms.
Fuck yeah.
And I've been eating them all morning.
Oh, hey.
Kurt Metzger.
I apologize. I'm watching upstairs. I just want to come down and set the record straight.
Okay. Oh, look. Hi.
Okay, first of all, Violent J, I just want to clear this up. No one is saying, what are you doing here?
What?
All these where have you been for 4 years is what we're all saying. Okay, and then second thing, I apologize too for this. I realized at the top of the show watching it, Roseanne Barr, the legendary Roseanne Barr, is like, imagine if a person from like a Big J background won the lottery and then didn't die within 1 year.
What?
Hear me
I
out.
I don't get it. What?
Hear me out.
Okay. All right.
So give Kurt a second. He's going to let Taylor Swift have her award, but he wants his moment okay. first.
I want to give a message of hope to every Go Mite in this room. Whoa, what are you doing? What the? Dude, what?
All right, he's got to go.
Is he talking?
Wait, hold on.
You?
Roseanne said what, but I clearly hit on something with somebody just now.
What the hell could that guy possibly thought? Does he think he's Roseanne Barr?
Dude, that guy is on so much drugs that when Kurt went, if someone had the background of Jay Oakerson and won the lottery, and he went, that's my life story, man. This guy's up there calling me out.
That was wild.
What was that?
Okay, look, I'm sorry. I apologize. My whole point was...
What?
If you ever make a lot of money, you're from a poor background, and you don't die in the first year... You will live a long time, and you will be more fuckable than Madonna.
There you go.
That's 100% the truth.
This message brought to you by Kratom.
And where is my Kratom? But also, that's the other thing.
And now Kurt gets to the real reason he's here.
Kurt Metzger. Who was that guy?
Kurt Metzger.
Kurt Metzger.
Who was that guy?
The great Kurt Metzger.
What was that guy?
I feel bad because that guy is like obviously on drugs, and he just heard Kurt talking to him. Like, and Kurt is an aggressive tone, so if he thought like I would understand being like, dude, fuck this, dude, I'm not gonna let Kurt Metzger talk to me this way,
dude. It's you know why you understand it, because you're the only psychopath who could maybe do that out of this group.
I feel for that guy, dude, because I know what's going on in his head, dude.
Is that guy the trans guy that was with?
I'd like to give one note. That guy got awfully close to us for a lunatic.
Yeah, he did. And I
great job, security.
I forgot that he came up here for a second. Roseanne just asked me, who was that guy? And I go, that was Kurt Metzger.
By the way, you had to explain both.
One was a crazy guy on Kratom, and the other was a heckler that got on stage.
Yeah, and while we're on the topic, you know, that bitch looked exactly like the Planet of the Apes chick, okay? It was a spot-on reference.
It was. She looked like her.
They were
she looked like
identical.
Sometimes, you all know this. This is the truth. Sometimes a comic misreads the fucking room. That's it, you know?
No, I'm completely disagreeing with you. I'm saying you read the room perfectly. She looks exactly like the Planet of the Apes chick.
Oh, yeah, they're two peas in a motherfucking pod like Xerox. It looks like a Xerox fucking copy. It's the same fucking being right there. And, you know, so what? She is a fucking, devil that's trying to lock everybody away in prison, that cunt.
Can I tell you something, Roseanne? I'll tell you this. I'm on record many times on many shows saying I've never felt a truer statement in my life than I thought the bitch was white.
I did think the bitch was white.
I believe you. I believe you.
White people an apology for that, because I assume the bitch was white on account of she had a goddamn Chion Cabrini Greens there in Chicago, Illinois, which was such a fucking bad slum. The fucking crooked state of Illinois took her fucking slum away from the bitch because little babies was living in there with no running water and rats are running wild, and the bitch owned it, so I thought she was white, of course. So I owe white people an apology. I apologize, white people. And also, I'm a Jew, and I'd love to apologize to the Gentile nations for Epstein, Weinstein, Blinken, Rothschilds, Goldman Sachs, and a host of others. But I just like to say, ladies and gentlemen, that you cannot blame all Jews just because a sizable percentage of us are horrible fucking people. Try to remember that, please.
Holy shit.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Did you suck it? I think I would instinctually suck it.
Thick with three C's.
You must be fucking over, Louis.
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you ever try to watch a retard draw a swastika, it's hilarious.
I'm sort of known as a point guard of podcasting. Being a fat gay guy is so fucking awesome.
And comedian Dave Smith.
You fucking godless, soulless sodomites.
That's the fucking best joke I've ever heard in my life.
It was 8 inches.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.